Vikings game plan continues on this Sunday. Welcome back. This is Pete Bursich, former player and coach for the Vikings, current analyst for the Vikings Radio Network. We call games on the flagship FM 100.3, The Fan. And this is the Menards Film Room. We're going to show you some Dallas Cowboys film momentarily. And Pete, with the Dallas Cowboys, offensively speaking, we just saw Green Bay last week, Aaron Rodgers, Tony Romo, very good quarterback. I understand these two teams are quite similar.
Yeah, they are. Offensively, especially in the passing game, you've got a quarterback who feels comfortable, makes a lot of calls pre-snap, tries to identify what a defense is doing, a lot of short passes. Running game, that's they kind of run to keep you honest, I think, and they're depending on that passing game to be explosive.
Let's take a look at some Dallas Cowboys film via the Menards Film Room.
I'll say this about the Dallas Cowboys. I played for Monty Kiffin. I'm familiar with his scheme. I know a lot about him. I have never seen a defense do less to take away a single offensive threat schematically in a very long time. What I mean by that is this, is you basically have a run fake. They're playing some form of man-to-man, but there is no help on the inside. So
look at this.
All Megatron has to do is catch the slant on Brandon Carr.
Yeah.
And you got one missed tackle, two missed tackles. This is the kind of thing that the Vikings need to do when you have a guy like Greg Jennings that can do it. Now, Megatron gets chased down at the end and just gets out of bounds. So there's opportunities there. They don't do much schematically anywhere to help take away an offensive threat. Now, we've all heard of Sean Lee. At least if you haven't, you should. This now becomes the Sean Lee show.
Yeah.
So the Lions have the ball first and 10 or first and goal from about the 4-yard line. Just watch him over the next couple of plays. As a linebacker, vision, staying square, shoulders don't turn, boom. Point of contact on Reggie Bush, and he keeps his feet moving. Boom. They stone him on the first play. Next play, keys the defense, comes underneath the crack block. Boom. Gets Reggie Bush again. Continuing on. Little fake reverse. Sees the ball thrown, turns and runs. Boom. Interception. The first of two that he had today, and he turns defense into offense and gets a couple yards. Third down and 5. Later on in the game, you got two receivers. There's Megatron up top. Then you have Lee sitting right here. He's the hook defender in this situation. He takes a peek out right there to see where the receiver is, times it up, looks back, boom, intercepts it, and then again, turning defense into offense. He gets this ball. Cut back on the inside. He almost gets there and just runs out of gas at about the 4-yard line. So Sean Lee, he's an outstanding football player. Their defensive line is very strong, but that kid really stands out.
Hold on. Is Sean Lee playing as well as Luke Kuechly was when we watched that Carolina film?
I think from a productivity standpoint, yes. Would I take Kuechly over Lee? Probably. I think Kuechly's just a little bit more instinctive, but they're both very, very good football players.
Dallas's offense, here we go.
Probably two of the best. Now, Romo. Romo's infamous, you know, for not making the big play, but no quarterbacks don't like pressure. But Romo especially does not enjoy the pressure. So here's a throw to the outside, Terrence Williams sailed way over his head, and you're going to get a better idea from the end zone when Nick Fairley, right here, jumps outside, makes the loop. But Romo knows it's coming, and he's just throwing the football away many times in this game. I mean, he takes a hit here, too.
Yeah.
So it shows some of the toughness of him being able to get back up. But you see a lot of times when he's stuck in the pocket, he'll either throw the ball prematurely or throw the ball inaccurately. He does not like pressure. We saw a slant earlier. This is as simple of a route as you get. It's just all slants. It's an empty formation, all slants against Detroit. All right, Terrence Williams, boom, gets the catch. Huh. And now, if it wasn't for this unbelievably outstanding play by the safety, this would be a touchdown. Boop.
Are you kidding me?
So you hear about this game that's so much great offense. I'm looking at this going, this is horrible defense.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing either of these teams take anything away.
Okay? And that's why there were 61 points in the game.
Yeah, exactly. It's unbelievable. Dez Bryant, we all know him. We all know his talents. We all know his abilities. Just a simple, again, flat route with a 7 behind it. The corner is not getting deep enough. He's able to get in there. Now you have two defenders at the ball now. Neither one of them decides to make the tackle. And the difference now is that Dez Bryant has enough speed to break it to the end zone. So you come away from this game and you're like, man, look at all the offense that Detroit put up. The defense must not be good. Look at the yards that the Dallas offense put up. You watch the film and you realize that a lot of it is just poor tackling. and poor execution of game plan. So it doesn't necessarily mean that that you're going to go against this offensive juggernaut. They're 4-4, so yeah, they've had problems.
Now, last week we saw Jordy Nelson, and he had a banner day against the Vikings, more than 100 yards in the first half and a couple of touchdowns. Is Dez like Jordy, or is Dez more of an over-the-top kind of guy?
I think Dez is more – he can go over the top, but I think Dez is a lot like Jordy, where he's able to catch a ball in space, just like we saw Jordy Nelson catch that hot route, boom, and then cut it inside of Sendejo, the safety, and then turn that, what should have been a 20, 15-yard gain, into a touchdown. Dez Bryant also has that talent and ability.